Okay, so we're inventing a new kind of podcasting right now, using iMessage voice messages, or whatever those are called, because this is the only way we can send audio to each other due to the bandwidth constraints that I am under at camp. Here goes.
Well, and it seems like a pretty good way to talk today, because I think that the thing that you were planning on talking about anyways is messaging.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about messaging since I've been up here. So this is a Wi-Fi only environment with no cell phone coverage at all. Buildings have routers in them. So when you're in a building, you have Wi-Fi, but as you can see, it's not very reliable. And the way that the staff have to keep in touch with each other at this camp is via WhatsApp. And I have deleted my WhatsApp account several times and have had to create new ones for various purposes like this. And it's really annoying. I don't want to have a new separate app just for messages. But that's the world we live in if even one person has an Android phone. So like this problem, which I know is an old problem, persists. And I'm trying to figure out, or like, when are we going to get to the future as far as messages goes? Because obviously, if everybody could just use iMessage, everything would be perfect. But that's not the world. So, like, something's got to give. What's it going to be? Is there going to be iMessage for Android? Or are we going to suffer with this forever? Or is Facebook going to take over everything? Or, I don't know. What's it going to be? What's your experience of this problem like at this point in internet history?
Well, I feel like it's a hard thing where even if there was a perfect platform, you're still going to end up having a bunch of different people who use a bunch of different things, and there's just nothing you can do about it. I mean, I have WhatsApp, Signal, another one that I can't remember. Oh, it's Telegram, and of course iMessage on my phone, and Facebook Messenger and everything else. And it's really confusing, especially as somebody who doesn't want to have messages, notifications turned on for platforms that I don't care about, because I will often find an errant Facebook message somewhere. Oh, and we're also forgetting Instagram DMs and everything else too. I mean, there's a lot of places that you can talk to one another, and the platforms that we do like have all these features that barely get used, like this one that we're using right now. I mean, it's like a big giant button in the text bar, and I send none of these ever. Maybe I should, I really don't know, but I don't know, it's weird how like scattered and fragmented and weird all of these platforms are.
Well, maybe we have just figured out what these messages are actually for, podcasting or having calls in low bandwidth situations. But yeah, that problem of having things coming in all over the place and not wanting to be notified about some of them, like that's such a drag. The reason I've deleted accounts so like studiously throughout like the last few years is that I just don't want to even expose that place where I don't want to be contacted to people. And then, but as we've discussed many times, like that cuts me off from communicating with people. And then as soon as I show back up on a service like Facebook, there they are again, the messages just start blowing up. It feels really inevitable, and it's infuriating. Like, that it's so fragmented, and that the conversations happen in so many different places, and that they have so many different features, like you said. I really don't know what the future of that looks like. I'm afraid that I do know, and I'm just afraid to face it, which is that we're all going to have to settle on Facebook. We've already discussed three different messaging services provided by Facebook, but the rumors are that they're going to unify them all. And once that happens, like, doesn't it just seem inevitable that Facebook will be the way we communicate with people, unless, you know, one platform somehow comes to totally dominate?
It's funny, because as you said that, my first thought was, of course that's not going to happen. I would never use Facebook Messenger, and I do forget that Instagram DMs are indeed Facebook's product, and I'm looking right now, and I've sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different iMessage texts today to different people, and I have probably sent 20, 30, maybe more Instagram DMs because I run a business. And of course, it would be very weird to DM people from a business through iMessage. Although maybe that will change with their like Best Buy and T-Mobile iMessage things. I much prefer that. But in any case, yeah, Instagram is the way that I find myself talking with friends more often than not. And it actually frustrates me because I'm having these fragmented conversations where half the things that I talk about go into an iMessage thread and half the things that I talk about go into an Instagram DM. And it's worst case scenario in both ways, to be honest, because they're both so unsearchable. I have some weird third-party app installed on my Mac if I ever have to go back and search my iMessages, but good luck trying to go back through your iMessage archive. And it is just completely impossible to search anything on Instagram. Partially, I kind of feel, by design. And this is something that you may have noted is something that I care about a lot in a lot of different contexts is being able to go back and find things. Maybe I am alone there. Maybe nobody wants to do that. But gosh, it frustrates me so bad that I have like AIM logs from whatever Mac AIM app I had installed way back in the day that still have perfect records of everything that I ever said there. But iMessages from a few years ago, forget it.
I was told that in the betas of iOS 13 and all the new OSs and stuff, the iMessage cloud, the iCloud search of iMessage was fixed and works really well. So maybe try again, or maybe it doesn't upgrade your whole database unless all of your devices are on the betas or something like that. Even if search does get better in iOS 13 and stuff, as it is supposed to do, that doesn't really help you if your conversation didn't happen on iMessage. It's really a shame because messaging is like, I don't know about you, it's like 90% of my conversations I'm having with people. And like, it feels like it's like each platform on its own merits does such a good job at it, at least in most ways. So it's really frustrating for something as mature as messaging to still have such a bad ecosystem problem. But, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it almost just feels like Facebook is the only company that can save us from this if they are really going to unify messaging into one back end like they say they will, because, you know, tons of people are using Messenger, tons of people are using Instagram messages, and then like the rest of the entire world uses WhatsApp. So at least that's something, but it's also kind of dystopian, isn't it?
It's such a weird problem to try and solve, because I feel like when you think about who uses what messaging platform, it becomes clear that there's a bias based on like your generation or your culture, because all of my wife's Dominican family uses WhatsApp, like you said, because so much of the world that's not in the United States uses WhatsApp. And I feel like older people that I know are the ones that typically message me on Facebook. And then, of course, my generation uses Instagram. But it's really just because, like, Instagram stories are the conversation starters. I think that we typically would use iMessage, especially if we all have iPhones, which most of my friends do. But if there is somebody who has an Instagram story and the thing that you want to talk to them about is their Instagram story, why not send a DM through Instagram as opposed to opening up iMessage? I find myself opening up iMessage sometimes to talk to people about their Instagram stories, and I know that I'm like the weird guy for doing it. And honestly, I don't even know why I do it. I think that's probably not the right way to do it anymore. But I don't know. It's really strange. And of course, I don't know what the name of it is. Oh, it's Line, right? Like, isn't Line a totally different, separate messaging app that we have yet to mention that's kind of the main one for lots of Asian countries? I mean, it's hard to figure out a way to unify this. And personally, I'm not really so worried about them being unified. I don't really care that much if sometimes someone messages me on Facebook. Now you, I get it, it's different because you don't want to use those platforms. So you know that if you delete them, you might be deleting your contact point with somebody. And that sucks. But regardless, I just have a hard time believing that we're going to be able to figure out a way that everyone decides, oh, this is the one platform that we're going to use from now on. And I feel like you know, didn't Dropbox just add a communication channel to their platform? I mean, I think it might get a little more broken up before it gets back to normal. The thing that bothers me is the fact that I just feel like none of them are particularly good. iMessage is good for what it is good for, but there's so many flaws, and someone sends me an image a week ago and then like two more pictures and that third image is lost forever, and things don't always work the way that you think they're going to, and sometimes I like lose reception for a second and then a image or a video or something takes forever to load, and texts pop up differently on your Mac and your iPad and your iPhone and your watch. Like it's kind of confusing and complicated. And the new features that they add keep making it more bogged down, like all of the apps that you can have inside of iMessage now and the huge, crazy amount of space that Memoji take up in the emoji panel of the keyboard now because they really want Memoji to happen. Like, these things are weird. And I think that there needs to be a solution for that. You've talked about this before in the past, but there are things that we had 10 years ago that we're still lacking, like away messages. And I feel so strange that it's all so scattered and it just feels like no one has really cracked the code to do good messaging yet.
Yeah, and it really feels like the reason that all of these features and the interfaces of these apps are so complicated and have such weird things in them is the people making the software feel like they have to differentiate the messaging apps from each other so that you have a reason to use theirs instead of all of the others. And the thing that's so frustrating is that that's not what we want to do. We want messaging to work the way it's worked since we used AIM, and that was a no-frills app that was just about sending messages back and forth. We didn't have like cartoon lion faces, and we didn't want them. The example of Line and WeChat and these apps that are completely dominant in WeChat in China in particular is a good example. Line is a Japanese app, and they use it in it's pretty popular in some other countries too. But WeChat, I mean, we've never heard, I mean, like, we've heard of it, but like, I don't have a WeChat account. I've never downloaded WeChat before. I don't know anybody who uses WeChat. But the thing that's interesting about WeChat, which is something Ben Thompson writes about a lot, is that it is much more than just a communication app. It's kind of like Apple Pay and eBay and Craigslist and Facebook all rolled into one. It launches to a kind of home screen, and there are a bunch of different basically apps in there. And because it's a commerce platform where sort of lots of real life day-to-day stuff beyond communication takes place and like actual money changes hands, that's why it's the convenient thing for people to use for messaging. And, you know, Apple has added transactions to its messaging app. Like, that hasn't panned out yet. But that's, they're clearly operating on the same principle. And I think the elephant in the room here is that Facebook has just announced this Libra thing, this cryptocurrency that's backed by like all the major corporations in the world. It's not the libertarian utopia cryptocurrency thing that all the crypto people want, but it's certainly like a borderless, stateless, kind of privatized form of money that they want to propagate around the world. And if that becomes a dominant platform for doing business, that makes it seem way more likely that the app that you can pay people in using that currency will probably be Facebook Messenger and therefore be where you want to do most of your texting, doesn't it?
I mean, maybe, but that just kind of bums me out. I was hoping that we would figure out some sort of happy, optimistic take on messaging, but it seems like both of us are a little muddy on what's exactly going to actually happen in the future here. I mean, I have no interest in buying Facebook Libra, but I didn't really think I'd be on Facebook this long. I mean, I don't actually use it, but I have an account there. And I mean, I'm certainly on Instagram a lot, so they could shove anything they wanted into Instagram and I guess maybe get me to use it. The idea of tying a monetary platform and messaging together is interesting. I just don't know if that's actually what matters most. I mean, I know that there's like a cash app inside of iMessage, but I've never once used it. And I bet it's probably more convenient than opening the cash app. But I have a cash app. It's a big button on my phone with a big cash sign on it. And if I need to pay anybody, I know that I can click that and do it. Messaging feels like a feature, not something to build an entire ecosystem around. And I feel like the problem is that everybody has decided that it's a feature for every app and every type of service that you can possibly imagine. Wasn't Evernote the one that was the joke about that a while ago? That like Evernote added work chat and no one wanted to use it, but every time you opened Evernote, it made you try work chat or look at work chat, and it did it so much that everyone kind of gave up on Evernote because of what a terrible sign that was for it. I just wonder if messaging is going to become something that becomes so commonplace. I think the people who are going to win at messaging long term are the people who make it so convenient, the people who make me pick up relationships that I've dropped because they don't text or I don't do phone calls. The people who are able to reconnect me with people in my past and connect me with people in my present, like that's going to be the person who wins messaging. And that's my interest in augmented reality and always on devices. I have AirPods in my ears almost the majority of the day now. And if I could easily and effortlessly and perfectly like send a voice text to a friend, I would probably do it. But right now there's too many steps, so I don't. But that won't always be the case, right? So who is going to be the person that figures out a way to make this thing so effortless that when I'm trying to talk to somebody who's across the country, it's just as easy as saying hello to someone in front of my face?
The thing that worries me about what you're describing is that that really sounds like Facebook's core competency, with the exception of people inside of the Apple ecosystem, whom Facebook would really love to understand better and can't as well because they don't have the ability to track people while they're using Apple services, and because Apple has the ability now increasingly to surface those kinds of things to like remind you to catch up with somebody, or you know, whatever sort of advanced relationship management features we're talking about. Apple increasingly looks like they have the ability to deliver that securely and privately and on your devices just by using your contacts and your message history on, you know, a variety of platforms, including iMessage, but also email and calls and FaceTime, because it knows, your device knows that it's the same person you're talking to across all those things, even if Apple doesn't. So that's good from a privacy standpoint, and it does seem like it's possible for your device to understand who you're talking to. And these new intelligent suggestions in the upcoming operating systems seem to work on that principle. So that's great. But, you know, as we've established, like, they don't understand all of our relationships, only our relationships with other people who use Apple stuff. Although I guess it's true that if the phone number is in your contacts or the email address is in your contacts and it's somebody who you're who uses any platform and you're just emailing, or you're actually SMS texting with, could still surface that that conversation to you. So maybe that's a sign of hope, that like all these extra features aren't really necessary to have the level of relationship intelligence you would want for messaging to be easy. I mean, I guess the alternative to we all just have to use one monolithic platform is that we shouldn't care at all where our messages are being sent and delivered, as long as we are, as long as our relationships are continuing on somewhere, and then we can just say forget it. It doesn't matter which app I'm launching right now, whichever one Siri tells me to launch. The search and the history of those conversations, though, I think is the one place that really suffers in that world, which is for reasons we've already described. And I'm not sure what we do about that, because it's not like Facebook and Twitter and all these other companies are going to let, you know, Apple's Spotlight search their message history. But, you know, most of my really high value conversations that I want to have with people ongoing for years and years already happen on iMessage. So maybe I just have to convince all my friends and family that I care about to use Apple devices. But in the meantime, even if I don't have that history, or if I have to archive that history manually somehow, at least it's true that Siri and the OS can tell me that I haven't talked to this person in a while, no matter what kind of contact info I had for them.
It's interesting to me that we spend so much of this conversation talking about messaging platforms, talking about the very specific things that we care about when we want to talk. And maybe that's kind of the problem that these developers are having, and the problem that we as users are feeling is, you know, I care deeply about search history, and like probably the majority of people, they couldn't care less about that. And you have this really interesting desire to regularly check up on people in your life that aren't super close to you or in proximity with you. And while I wish that 100% of people cared about that, I don't think that most people think about their communications and their messaging through that lens. So because messaging is something that everyone does, but it's also something that everyone does differently and has a different perspective on what they're desiring to do, there's this weird dilemma where you can't just make a simple streamlined app because it doesn't have features XYZ, and you can't just copy the features of somebody else because you're trying to get people to use your app instead because of your feature, or more likely than not, you're trying to get them to use your entire platform by shoving these services down their throats through your messaging platform. And maybe this is just kind of the reality, is that it's not something that is able to be centralized easily because we're all so different, while at the same time, we all need to use this. And I mean, this isn't just true for digital messaging platforms, right? Like, there are people that communicate with me, older relatives specifically, that send me friggin' letters in the mail. And I don't even know what to do with that. I don't send a letter back. Maybe I should. But this isn't like a new problem, right? There's always been multiple ways to send messages to people that you love or care about. And it doesn't always seem to actually be the best method of communication, or the one that you are the most equipped to do, or the most equipped to reply by. And the addition, this new addition of these big networks taking over and desiring to have you exclusively using their platforms, is just going to make it more complicated. I don't think that it's going to get easier anytime soon.
You're probably right. And I think the only way to handle that is to just sort of be agnostic to wherever the conversation's happening. You know, it's not like there's physical space being taken up by having all these apps on our phones. Yeah, I guess the only thing to do is just take it lightly, and use whichever tool for messaging does the job. I do sympathize with your desire to have the history, at least of some conversations, and that is really the one thing that this fragmentation really screws up. And it's the one that just, there's no business model for an alternative reality where, like, all of the messaging services are integrated so that you can search across all of them to see where a certain conversation happened. You might have to give that one up, but I don't want to ask that of you because I think it's a really important feature. But maybe that's just on us to archive the conversations that we care about in some form somehow. You know, even if it's just screenshots, that seems to be a really popular thing to do anyway, right? Like, to take pictures of your, to take screenshots of your message conversation. So I guess users have what they need at their disposal, and we can let the platforms sort it out however they want to, you know, as long as it doesn't take away our ability to communicate this way, because this is how we've wanted to communicate since the idea of being simultaneously online with other people was invented. And, you know, this form essentially persists. You know, there's something that all IM conversations have in common, no matter what platform it's on. And I think that's really valuable. It's something that we do organically. It's something that we do naturally. It's no different in some ways from the natural pauses and eye contact and stuff like that that we make when we're talking in person. And like you've referred to, and like we've talked about many times, it's possible that conversation forms that are much more natural in that sense will become the dominant form of messaging. This has been really interesting, having this conversation back and forth with you in asynchronous audio messages. It's a lot more labor intensive than, you know, just sitting and talking like we usually do. So given the bandwidth and time constraints, maybe we should call it for this one. But this has certainly been an experiment in the kind of stuff we're talking about. And I think that it's interesting for me to push the envelope on like my level of comfort of sending this kind of message, these audio messages back and forth. What did you think?
Yeah, I do not think that this is my preferred mode of communication, but it's kind of rad that we can do it. And that's sort of how I feel in a way about modern messaging. Like, it's not perfect. It's missing a lot of the features that I wish it had. It is lacking some of the features that I feel like I used to have. But at the same time, I can send basically anybody a text message at any time and get a response from them. And that's wonderful. It really is. It makes me think back to those AIM conversations I was having with friends when I was a teenager, and I often had to rely on them having like a dial-up internet connection online at the same time as me to have a chat with them. And that's crazy. It's crazy to think about that right now, that, you know, oh, I wish I could talk to so-and-so, but he won't be able to be on the internet for another week. Like, that just doesn't happen anymore. And conversation is so ubiquitous. It's really a wonderful thing. There are people that I talk to all over the world. My friend who lives in Guatemala, you know, we are able to have conversations all the time. You and me, you are currently out in the wilderness, and yet here we are still having conversations. There's no stop in our talking. And that's a really special thing. I really do appreciate it. The future is unclear, but regardless, I think that the only thing that I desire and require is that it gets easier and more ubiquitous as time goes on. And I'm almost positive that's exactly what's going to happen. I think that it's going to be even less challenging to start conversations and have ongoing chats that just persist and don't have really any ending. Like, that's one of the things I love the most about texting, is the fact that there's no need to say hello or goodbye. It's just this ongoing conversation that ebbs and flows, and it feels really beautifully connected. And I think that there will be even more of that in the future, and I am looking forward to seeing what comes next.